Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. This week, I want to talk a little on and share some testimony on the power of dreams. We all like to dream, right? I certainly do. I believe that dreaming is a gift directly from God himself. In fact, one of the clearest and most wonderful ways that I've personally heard God speak to me is through dreams. Dreams are one of the many ways in which what the Bible calls the still small voice or the Holy Spirit talks to us. 1 Kings 19:11 to 12 says, "Then he was told, 'Go, stand on the mountain at attention before God. God will pass by.' A hurricane wind ripped through the mountains and shattered the rocks before God, but God wasn't to be found in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake, but God wasn't in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire, but God wasn't in the fire. And after the fire, a gentle and quiet whisper. And then after the fire, in the words of the King James Version, comes a still small voice." It's clear to me, both from deep and personal encounters with him and from this and many other scriptures, the Holy Spirit is someone incredibly powerful, hard to hear or discern, and yet quite extraordinary. In fact, it saddens me when I hear people talk about the Holy Spirit as an it as opposed to as he. Insofar as that the Holy Spirit is clearly a being, not an inanimate object. To be clear, when I say hard to discern or hear, I mean that we have to lean in and listen intently in order to be sure that we're hearing from God and to be sure that what we're hearing is correct. So why are dreams so powerful? I believe that God speaks powerfully through dreams because dreams so often come to us whilst we rest. And rest, well, that's really important. Rest, otherwise denoted in the Bible as being in a state of peace, is a really interesting concept. From the Battle of David and Goliath, where in 1 Samuel 17:40 it talks about David descending to the riverbed, which in itself is analogous of a place of rest, and then immediately killing the giant Goliath, to Psalm 46:10, which was my father's favorite scripture, which says, "Be still and know that I am God, and I will be honored amongst the nations." Resting and being still before God are two precursors to seeing the majesty and sometimes the miracles of God unfold. You see, friends, when we rest and quiet in our minds, God is the only one doing the talking for a change. And when we're quiet, he can be heard. So one of the keys to having and hearing great dreams from God is to both figuratively and literally rest and be quiet and be still. You can hear so much when there's silence. One of the things that I've experienced day and night for the past decade or so is that so many people who still live as dispossessed people within South Africa's townships, for them, dreams and dreaming are difficult to experience. At a physical level, good rest, peace, and quiet, and thus a space conducive to dreaming, are hard to find in the township. There's always noise. There's always something happening. I remember taking a group of my gang leaders onto a wine farm I was in the process of purchasing to create a gang rehab a few years ago. As we descended the mountain and the sounds grew quieter, the lads started to instinctively look for their guns. When I asked them why they were so nervous, they said that the only time that they have ever experienced silence in Manenberg is immediately before an ambush. But even more so than at a physical level, dreams are hard to come by when you're hungry, displaced, lacking in hope, lacking in peace, and where for generations every day has been a battle for mere survival. I want to share a brief and encouraging testimony of one of my gang leaders in Cape Town who's learning to dream again by his own words for the first time since he was a little boy. You see, this incredible young man has recently committed to leave gangsterism behind, and he's entered a Christian retreat center for a year to give him the opportunity to build faith, to build trust, to build his ability to dream. And then, having built spiritual stamina and discipline, to relaunch himself into a life in a different community, having the seeming privilege to both dream big dreams and then, God willing, see those dreams walked out in faith and come to reality. One of my great joys in this beautiful but unusual gang ministry that God's entrusted to me is seeing men learn to become boys again. Warriors become children, and assassins even become sons, brothers, and soccer players again. And learning to dream again is so key in the lads' journeys. King David, one of the greatest dreamers in the Bible, said, "Wake up, my soul." So as we close this week, let's be encouraged, let's be bold, let's be restful, and let's wake up our souls and sing. I pray the words of Chris Tomlin's song over us all today, "Awakening for you and you alone. Awake my soul and sing. For the world you love, your will be done, let your will be done in me. Like the rising sun that shines, from the darkness comes a light. I hear your voice, and this is my awakening. Like the rising sun that shines, from the darkness comes a light. I hear your voice, and this is my awakening. Like the rising sun that shines, awake my soul and sing. From the darkness comes a light. Awake my soul and sing. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steel Smith. God bless.